Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, August the 31st, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour. Last Thursday in the month of August. Last day in the month of August, 2023. It has blown right by, as they say. Can you believe that? Tomorrow is the 1st of September. And most people feel, once we get into September, fall or autumn has really come. And when you think about it, the temperatures, the way they are this morning, just over 50 degrees, it feels like autumn here in certainly Marion, Ohio. Labor Day coming up on Monday. We've got a lot of fun here the next 2 days at the station. Looking forward to it. We've got our big Friday array of shows tomorrow. Kicking off at 8:15 tomorrow morning with Sean Kraft. 9:15 tomorrow morning, Pastor Whitaker. 10:15 tomorrow morning, we have Matt Morgan. We have Sean Kraft. We have myself. 11:15 tomorrow morning, Friday morning, we have Pastor Craig. 12:15, we have the Exchange Club with Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, Pastor Craig, and myself. Will we have a special guest tomorrow as we head into Labor Day? I'm not sure. Who knows? We might. And then tomorrow night, as we head into the big Labor Day holiday, we will have our big Friday night show, Carrington Nelson, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and myself, 8:15 to 10 o'clock tomorrow night, Friday night. And I did remember to mention Carrington's name this morning. Apparently yesterday I forgot to mention her name, and I caught some heat for that. But no, she'll be with us tomorrow night. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Last week, as I say, we really had a great show. I feel like Carrington came out of her shell last week. She's been great. But last week, I feel like she was out there punching away and just gave a great performance on the program last week. Well, did anybody see the blue moon last night? Last night was supposed to be the super moon. It was supposed to be blue. I forgot to go out and look last night. Did anybody see the super blue moon last night? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, those things are important. I like things like that that really bring you back to nature. Super moons, blue moons, things of that nature. But I don't know how I forgot it last night. I talk about it every morning. But it seemed like last night I was busy doing things, and I probably was, and it just did not cross my mind. I'm going to have to start making notes. I'm going to have to put, like, post-it notes on the screen of computers and televisions and things like that so I remember to pay attention to things like that. Did anybody go out last night and see the blue moon, the super moon? All right, let's see what's going on here. Go ahead, caller.
I didn't see it last night because it was really cloudy.
Oh, so it wasn't even visible.
Right, but this morning when I was taking my grandson to work between 6:30 and 7, I could see it as it was setting, and it was huge then, so I can only imagine what it probably looked like when it was high in the sky. So I hope maybe tonight maybe we can see it, I hope. But it's just unreal how big and bright it is.
Now, was it blue?
No, it didn't look blue to me, at least this morning it didn't. I think the reason they call it blue is because it's something about it being the second full moon of the same month or something or other like that.
That could be right.
Maybe if it hadn't been cloudy last night, maybe it would have been. But it was just unbelievably huge.
You know, it's fun. Now, is that the same thing as a harvest moon?
I don't know. Does that maybe come in October? I don't know.
Well, it's kind of interesting because I know sometimes we will get busy with life and not pay attention. And then you'll be driving around and you'll see this huge moon in the sky. And a lot of people will always say, well, that's a harvest moon.
Yeah, I'm really not, I don't really know all of that.
No, neither do I. But this morning it was very, very large this morning, huh?
Yes, it was.
Well, I'm glad people got to see the super moon. I know this is a big thing for a lot of people. I don't know if it has any signification. I don't know if it means winter's going to be cool or warm or anything, or if it's just something cool to see every year.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I know that I think what they say is it won't be again until 2037, so I probably won't be here.
Well, let's hope you'll be here in 2037.
I don't know. I'd be pretty old then.
Boy, how many years is that now? That's, 14 years from now?
Yeah, I'm 77, so.
Well, you might make it. It'd be 91.
Well.
You never know.
My dad made it to 91, so maybe.
There you go. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, apparently the blue moon was still visible this morning. You know, so I guess it was not blue. You see, I am not at all in tune with these, horticultural ideas, but I'm glad people saw it and I'm glad people enjoyed it. Did anybody else see it? 740-751-4038. I guess last night was cloudy. You know, yesterday was kind of, an odd day in that it was overcast and, things of that nature. You know, I guess that's the way it goes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Did anybody else see the blue moon, the super moon last night in all its glory over the area? You know, a lot of people just like to go outside, sit in their lawn chairs, get in their cars, do whatever they do at night. And see things like that, look at stuff like that. I think that's kind of nice in a way. I think it slows down life. And you really start to pay attention to the things going on around you and all the cool stuff that doesn't cost any money, but can bring a lot of enjoyment to people's lives. Now, another thing I wanted to talk about this morning, right off the top here, was this whole idea. We brought this up yesterday, but we didn't have a whole lot of conversation about it. But with the school year starting, that 46 schools in Ohio will arm their teachers and staff, which when you think about it, 46 schools is not a big number in the grand scheme of schools in Ohio. I think the only one in Marion that's doing it is River Valley. Or at least that was the indication last spring. I don't know if they have done it. Haven't heard much more about it. But 46 schools will arm teachers and staff this coming school year. Now, is this a good thing? We talked a little bit about it yesterday. I don't know. Is it a good thing to arm teachers and staff? Now, that's how the article read in the Marion Star yesterday. So I don't know if they arm one staff member or if the teachers are allowed to arm themselves. I'm not really sure how this works. But will it help if there's ever a problem? I guess that's what this all points to. Do you have an opinion on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Opinions are what we really want to hear on this program, and that certainly is a topic that brings out a lot of opinions in people. And, you know, it's one of those things where both sides have very strong points of view. The people who want teachers and staff to be armed very fervently feel that way. On the opposite side, the people who don't want them armed they feel very fervent against it. It's just one of those things, I guess. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
What are you, busy as a bee today?
Good to hear from you. How you been?
Well, I've been just as good as I'll ever be.
Hey, we had a lot of calls about you yesterday, wondering where you were and are you from Racine, Ohio, and all kinds of questions.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I'm not from Racine, Ohio, but part of my wife and I and the two boys growing up, we spent 25 years down there every other weekend, and we got to know a lot of people and had a lot of fun in those years.
Now, what is that area like for people who haven't been there?
Well, it's just like any other rural area. It's got a filling station, it had a grocery store, it had a hardware, and it just had, it was close to the Ohio River as the crow flies. It was, and that put on a lot of farming. It mostly related to vegetables. It was, they said, the world capital of gardening. Down along the Ohio River and stuff, you know, over the years it would flood and then it'd silt in, and the soil was very rich. So there was farmers, and over the 25 years I got to know a lot of them. A lot of them over along the river, their names was Hill. It was funny, they lived in the hills and their names was Hill. But they was very nice people, and when you talk about raising tomatoes, they'd have tomato plants. I said, how many tomato plants do you put out a year? He said, well, this year we put out 15,000. Now, that's 15,000. And I said, my goodness. I said, I could see those tomato stakes down along the river after the harvest. They pile those up in like cord of wood. I'm telling you, Scott, they're, you know, a tomato steak, whatever diameter they may be. They're pretty good steaks for the tomatoes when they put them in there for their harvest of the tomato, because they raise tomatoes and then they ship them out of there to Campbell Soup Company and stuff like that. But when they do that, they hand plant them, not down by their hands and knees, but they had a Ford tractor when I watched them one day and talked to old Taterhead. That was the name of the farmer. That's what he went by. And he would had a tractor, and then they had a big, long, flatbed apparatus trailer like on the back. And then it had gobs of flats of tomatoes. And there would be an individual there that would planter type on this trailer had a wheel that kind of went around, made a divot in the ground, and when it made a divot in the ground, that guy dropped a tomato plant, and then it come along and it put dirt over, and that's the way the operation went. And I also was down there, like I say, for 25 years, every other weekend, I would see them. They had a big ball, well, not a ball, but a big twine rack of twine and stuff, and they would wrap that around the steaks and the tomatoes after they got up a certain size, all hand-tied those tomatoes down to there so they'd be up off the ground and they'd be able to pick them and stuff much easier for harvest. And they'd start shipping those out. He said they would start up in the Michigan area, and they'd pick them semi-green down here. And when they get up there, they'd be boxed in boxes. They would be ripe. And as they progress, coming from the north to the south, down there distributing their tomatoes raised in the Ohio River area, they would, time they got down there, that was the end of the tomato crop in the southern Ohio. They had cabbage plants. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of acres down through there that people planted vegetables like that, and the atmosphere of the river and the dampness and stuff was terrific for their gardening, so that's what I know about it.
You know, it's interesting because I had some family who were born right here in Marion County and grew up here and went into adulthood here, and then they bought some land down in southern Ohio near Marietta, and they moved down there, it's probably been 20 years ago now, and it's a whole different area down there. It's a whole different way of thinking. Positive area, but just a whole different part of Ohio.
Well, I don't know about thinking. They're just very nice people, and they're easy to get along with, and just like up here, you know. But they have different outlook in their livelihood because they farm, and they've done that ever since they've kids and everything. That Ohio River's produced a lot for them. I know the guy that I was just about a mile and a half from the cabin that I talked, old Louie. They called him the River Rat. Can you imagine one guy that would go out in trapping season in Ohio, in the Ohio River, and catch over 600 muskrats a year? And you know what they're selling for at one time. I used to trap, and the boys, I brought them up trapping. That was quite a thing in young childhood when you was growing up, if you come from a family from hunting and fishing and trapping. Very interesting, very, 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 very nice to come up with that kind of a so-called education on how to do that stuff, because you hear about it and people say, I don't know what that consists of, but it was an interesting talent you learned. But 600 muskrats, and you know, at one time I think muskrats was running around $3 or $4 a pelt, and sometimes they get a little higher, but it's unheard of now, because during my era of growing up, there was a scuttlebuttle on, they thought it was cruelty to animals, catching coon and stuff. And during the college days, way back when our parents and their parents was in some of the colleges, they wore coon skin coat and stuff. You've heard about that in history.
Absolutely. Well, and that's what kind of what I meant by a different way of thinking down there is they do things that we don't see a whole lot of up here. But I think
up here, there was a lot of it, hunting, fishing, and trapped and stuff up here, but you just never heard about that. Mostly there was industry work, you know, and they done that. And they did do that after that to raise families, because the money was short in the Depression time and stuff. And that kind of work was around, but you had to be taught or be a run around with people that done that up here. And then all the creeks and stuff in around the farmland and stuff, they would be glad to let you trap and get the stuff so they wouldn't come up and damage your crops, you know.
Did you get a chance to see the blue moon last night?
Well, I'm like the young lady that you just talked to. I didn't wait until night, but I did peek out when, and like you said, it was cloudy and stuff. But yes, I got up and went to the restroom there, and I thought, my goodness, that moon is really bright. I looked out the back, but you couldn't see it in the air for on account of our pine trees and stuff, 30, 40 foot high, you know, and stuff. So I knew when I looked out the window, I said, boy, it looks like a spotlight right out there. So I got and threw a jacket on and stuff and went out, and at the end of the carport, got out and looked up there. Oh, yes, it was very, very, very beautiful. It was no color to it, just like a regular moon, like she said, but it was really big and bright, and it was terrific. It was and it was moving on. That was 4:38. I was out and looked at the moon, and it right up. If you was facing the moon, irregardless of direction and stuff, it looked like it was about in the 10 o'clock figure. And so 10 o'clock would, and then it was on its way down. And I told Cheryl, I said, I got back in bed there, and I said, hey, you know, the full moon, I said, it'll be at the end of the driveway. I said, I can pick you up and get you in the car and go to down by the driveway, and you can look at the end of the driveway, because I've seen the moon do that all the time, you know, and it was pretty cool to see it, how it comes down. It comes down fast like the sun coming up in the morning. And I'll tell you, switching the gear on the moon and the sun, today, sun, and you, knowing your direction of area that you would be traveling to, wasn't the brightest sun you have seen.
You know, it is so strange you bring that up, because when I was out this morning going down to get the drink at McDonald's, I was going to bring this up this morning. I couldn't see anything. It was so bright both ways this morning.
I'm glad you said that, because, you know, as you get older, some of that sunlight and stuff bothers you a little bit more than it does. But I've been up. I get up in the morning. I'm up at daybreak, and that's my time, and sometimes I don't listen to the show because I'm getting work done. I'm sure tickled to death that I got my work done. A big pine tree blew over there a while back, and not by the roots. It just broke off, and I cleaned that up for the last 3 or 4 days, and Now I hear it's going to be in the 90-degree, but getting back to that sun, I'm telling you, you'd catch on fire if an airplane flew in front of that baby. That was a red-hot sun, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, when I was pulling into the parking lot at McDonald's this morning, you know, there's usually a lot of activity there with cars and people going in and out of the building. I had to drive at almost a snail's pace because I couldn't see a foot off the front of the car, and I was afraid to bump into somebody. It was so bright.
I'm so glad that I called and talked to you and brought that up because I'll tell you, I was hazardous to other drivers because I would glance up, just glance up to see about anybody in back of me. And that period of time I was there was about 7:15 right in there. And I'm telling you, it was wicked driving because, like you say, if you got there and had the sun visor in your eye, maybe turn to a direction where the sun visor didn't catch you, that thing would blind you. I mean, blind you. So I was down here in the south end of town around the fast food joints and stuff, that, and then went to the post office. It was wicked driving, wicked, wicked driving.
It was, and this morning the roads were very busy. Now, they're usually somewhat busy, but this morning it seemed like a lot of people were on the roads.
Noticed that also today. Yes, I did.
Maybe people are getting ready for Labor Day. You know, they've got one more day, and then a lot of people will get the long weekend.
Could be. Now, if you want a treat, I don't know how long it's been since you've been down here in the so-called mall area of South Marion here, but they put these so-called markers. They changed everything. The laneage is okay the way they got it, so you can turn right and left and stuff like that, except for one place when you're coming south, right there at Super America, I call it, want to turn left on Bark or turn right on Barks Road and go to the post office. Now, that's still, you wait there in that lane, and if you to turn, and you they ought to fix that up a little bit different so you can have another lane there and turn in that lane if you want to go to the post office instead of, and then go south, because if you're over in the other lane, like McDonald goes straight, you have a heck of a time getting over. But you ought to see that down there now. And Scott, this is the first time they must have worked on that the last couple of days. But these look like ball bats down through there. If there's one, there's 15, 20, 25 of them. When you go in one of those fast food facilities and come out, like say going north and go into Wendy's, you cannot go and make a left and go into there. Maybe it was a hazardous and they counted that for that. Well, glory be to them. But you got to go clear up and turn around and come back. It's really something. You ought to try it. I don't know, like to say, how often you get out there.
Well,
day,
I'm glad you brought that up because it wasn't last Friday, but I think it was the Friday before. While Pastor Craig was on, we were listening to him in the car, and we went down to McDonald's there on Delaware Avenue in front of the mall. I think Sean and Matt and I went down to get a drink, and I noticed they had put these islands in there, one in front of Wendy's and one in front of McDonald's down there between Kroger and McDonald's on Delaware Avenue. And I thought, boy, this is going to make things a little more difficult than it was to get in and out of these places.
Yeah.
I wonder what spurred all that.
Well, it was a hazard down there. They should have done that a long time ago when they put the industries in there and forward geared ahead. But it's always money issues and this and that and the engineering on it. But they had this small island that you witnessed during that period of time. And I said to myself, now, isn't that going to be cute? They may predict here a little more snow than we've had, and I'll go along with that. I'm looking forward to, or not looking forward, but, you know, looking towards that cement island up there. It's a little hazardous with 4 inches of snow and trying to snow plow that area and stuff. You wait until you, and these posts sticking up down through there. I'm telling you, that is going to be a mess. And I'll say, oh, yeah, that's what you say about everything or this or that. But it's just wrapped up a little different than what they're going to do, but that's enough of that traffic. Let the fellows and the people, the people that work and give them jobs and stuff, and let them, the designers and stuff, they'll figure it out sooner or later. But I thought I'd give you a jingle and see that, yeah, the moon was terrific and the sun was way out of ordinary, I thought to myself today, whether that moon had something to reflect it on that moon or what. Maybe it burnt the moon up, Scott. Do you think it could have?
It might have burnt the moon up, and we had no cloud cover at all. Nothing. No moon cover to save us this morning. It burned our eyes right out of our heads as we were out there driving around.
That young lady that was just talking to, I looked at that moon for a long time at the angle and stuff I was looking to. And I always admire a moon or anything like that, truthfully. And I can still think, whenever I look at that, it looks like looking at a globe, you know, you had the school and stuff. You could see the United States and all the other countries and stuff around. And if I look at that and study that into my eyes and look, it just still looks like at a globe. Did you ever think about that when you looked at the moon?
I do. It is perfectly round, and it's just, you know, living it, yeah, it's great.
It's got the little darkness and stuff in it, you know, maybe the craters or whatever you can see with the naked eye. That's what you imagine. It's got coloration in there that somehow, you know, like black, it isn't a blue or green, but you get into the colors of the moon. You know, they got the harvest moon, they got the hunter's moon, they got all kinds of names for the moons. My goodness gracious, if I was ever thinking about it when you was a kid, why, how many moons do you think you've seen with all the names if you really went into the looking at the moon and studying the moon and everything? Astronomy, is that what they call that?
I think so. I mean, hey, did you get a chance to hear the show last Friday night?
No. See, I think I called you on the phone and I told you that I was getting my apparatus taken care of. And it was, no... Because whenever I called you and talked to you, that's when I got it. And I think it was the first part of, I don't know, Scott, I don't keep track of days or anything. But
No, I didn't.
I didn't hear that, the last one, because I wanted to. I think it was in the daytime. I didn't have the daytime show on at all either. It went blank out on me, but that's all taken care of.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I last Friday night, I'll tell you, Carrington, who has been very good with us, last week I feel she came right out of her shell on Friday night, and she was punching right away at everybody.
My goodness, Scott, now you got bad language there. You're calling her a crayfish or a turtle or what?
Yeah, she was a turtle for a while, but now she's stuck her head out of the shell, and she's doing okay.
And also there, being in really related to nature all my life that I love, there also is a box turtle. Now, she couldn't have been in a box like maybe a Christmas box and a big bow on her. Boy, we got to watch our language, don't we, Scott?
We got to be very careful, because you never know what's going to come out. But I was so happy last Friday night that she just popped right out of her shell, and she was very entertaining last Friday night, giving me a hard time, giving Matt a hard time. I think she's good.
The right people to give a hard time to, that's for sure.
That's right. She picked the right people to go after. There's no doubt about that.
And you know what? Any chance if I can make a connection with you or leave a message on your phone, I'd like to get that school book.
Well, you know, I will be in the office tomorrow. I'll be there 8 to 9 and 10 to 11 and 12 to 1.
Hey, that's a deal. I can stop in there and get it then, okay?
Yeah, I will be there.
Okay, I'll chip with you later then.
Hey.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind this morning. We love to hear from you. Love talking to the people out there. Did you see the blue moon last night? The big super moon? Or possibly this morning? Too cloudy to see it last night, but maybe you got up early this morning when it was still dark and saw the super moon. What do you make of those islands out on Delaware Avenue? Now, I call them islands. I don't know if that's the right term or not. They're in front of Wendy's and McDonald's. I saw those a few weeks ago and thought, that's going to be interesting out on Delaware Avenue. But if it helps people and is needed because of traffic, I guess that's okay. But has anybody seen those islands out there in front of Wendy's and McDonald's on Delaware Avenue? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good. How you doing? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, no. I've been busy, and I see you at the store every now and again.
Well, good, good. I'm glad you're back with us this morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you're talking about those islands on Delaware. Them things ain't near as bad as that turnabout they put out on 309 in Williamsport.
Oh, yeah, the roundabout. Is that, do we call that a roundabout?
Yeah, roundabout, turnabout. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Nobody seems like nobody knows how to work those things.
You know what? Nobody in Marion likes those roundabouts, but you go down to Columbus and other places, they're all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I even found two of them going over to Lima one day, going down 309.
Yes, yes. Lima has a couple. Well, last time I was over in Lima, which I think was back in April or May, yeah, you encounter a couple of those over there.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, if you know, but when you turn, when you come up to one of those, you yield to the traffic on the left, right?
That's my understanding. You yield to the traffic on the left, and but see, some people just yield altogether because they don't know what to do.
They don't. Yeah. Well, I almost got creamed yesterday by a truck because he didn't yield to me. I'm coming up 309. He's coming east on Williamsport, and I go around the turnabout, and he just keeps on going.
Well, and I think that becomes the problem. And I think that's what, in a different way, is what's going to happen here on Delaware Avenue, because I know a lot of people turning out of Wendy's and turning out of McDonald's, which are very, maybe aside from Kroger, the two busiest places on Delaware Avenue. They're going to want to turn left out of there, and because they've always turned left out of there. And now they're not going to be able to do it, but they're still going to try it, and that's not going to be good.
Oh, yeah, I know. It takes a while to get used to, but...
So did you catch the supermoon?
No, I don't care about the moon.
Well, did you see the sun this morning? Is it just Ted and I, or is the sun just too bright this morning?
Oh, no. I was out a little after 7 o'clock this morning, and it was out my way. There was fog, which made it worse. I almost had to put an extension on my sun visor.
Oh, and when I pulled out, because I go through Meyer parking lot to get to Mount Vernon Avenue, and I pulled out of Meyer parking lot, and as soon as I pulled out, I was looking both ways to make sure the traffic was clear, and I thought, you know, I really can't see very far down the road. Is it really just this sunny? And then when I got down to McDonald's, pulling into that parking lot, I thought, God, I hope I don't hit anybody in here. This is blinding sun, and I don't know what the cause for that is.
I don't know. I know, well, out my way, it was because there was fog laying on the ground. I know that's what made it so bad out where I was, but...
It was something this morning. Hey, did you get a chance to hear Carrington last Friday night?
No, I was trying to take a nap last Friday night because I worked the weekends third shift.
I'll tell you, she is a... Have you got a chance to hear her at all on any of the Friday shows?
I sometimes watch on YouTube.
You know, isn't she entertaining? I find her very well... 22 years old, well-spoken, entertaining, and she's got a very unique talent about her that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like listening to her. I listen to... I don't know, it was one of them shows on YouTube that you aired.
Well, it's a funny thing, because, and I always say this, I'm not trying to be negative for the other females, and there's been a lot of them on the Friday night show. I'm not trying to be negative at all, but there's something about her where she really talks, she really, she will disagree with us. She's got her own opinions. She's really an entertaining person. I really think that Friday night show is, and the YouTube shows as well, are really rolling around now because of the younger group. And maybe that's part of it too. You know, Matt being 19 and Carrington being 22, whole nother generation.
Yeah, it makes you feel like an old man, doesn't it?
You know, it puts you right up there, doesn't it? It just, you look at these ages and you think, my goodness gracious. And then we're trying to get Abby in here. We've tried for 3 weeks, but she's busy because I know that where she works, they're getting ready for the start of school. But hopefully we'll get her in here because we want to see her and Matt have this discussion on should you call your elders Mr. or Mrs.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Maybe she's fearful of Matt. I don't know.
I don't know.
You always enjoyed when she was on, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always liked hearing her and you go back and forth.
Well, see, and this is the thing. She likes to argue with me, but I think she likes to argue with me because she knows I'm not going to take it personally. But
yeah.
She doesn't know Matt well. I don't think they've ever met. I don't think she knows Matt well enough to know that he's not going to take it personally. So I don't know if she'd be as rough on him as she would on me.
Probably not. I heard that one. It was probably a replay of when you and Matt and, somebody else.
Was it Sean?
I can't remember now. Yeah, Sean.
Sean.
You guys was talking about, you know, should you respect your elders and call them Mrs. or ma'am or sir or whatever? He kind of acted a little upset because she said what she said.
Well, I think
calm down, man.
Yeah, I think he did get a little. Well, it's my understanding when she said it was because of how he was raised. I think for some reason he felt that was a slight toward his parents. I said, I don't think it was a slight toward your parents. I think that was more just a figure of speech because she doesn't know your parents.
Well, yeah, I mean, she might have been referring to the environment he came up in.
Right, right. And that's how I took it. And I think he just took it a different way, but because she doesn't know his parents, and I think he'll calm down. I really don't think it's going to be a big argument or anything. I think it'll just be an interesting discussion because Abby has kids his age. A matter of fact, I think she's got a kid older than him.
Yeah.
Well, because she's very old. And when you get to be very old like Abby, you have older kids. But, you know, she got a little touchy with me the other day because and this was just an observation. I just said that she was complicated. Now, I did not think that was a slight. But I think she took it as a slight.
I don't know why most women take it as a compliment.
Yeah, I thought complicated.
You know, you can't figure women out.
No, I thought complicated just kind of meant that, you know, you got a lot going on. You're not always sharing things. You know, you're deep. You know, I think that's better than saying you're shallow.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes to be called shallow.
No, no, but, you know, what can you do? She got a little, she's okay, but she got a little touchy.
Well, you know, you can't please everybody all the time.
No, heaven forbid. Well, that's why I've been talking about this Labor Day cookout on Monday. You know, some people get angry because I don't invite them. They think that's a personal slight. Some people, I don't know. It's weird anytime you have some kind of get-together like that. So this year, I'm not inviting anybody. The people who have come in the past, they can come. Whatever happens, happens. But I don't want to slight anybody. And I feel now that not that people who have come in the past were bad people. They're not bad people at all. But maybe they just weren't party people. You know how you get people to a party and they seem a little uncomfortable? And as the host of the party, you become uncomfortable because they're uncomfortable. So I think we've ironed all that out.
Well, I've never gotten upset because you've never invited me. So.
Well, I know, but the line is, I tell you, it has happened where people say, well, why didn't you invite me to that? And I said, well, it could be for a myriad of reasons. It's not because I don't like you or anything. It's just maybe distance. It might be because the same people come to these things every year. I don't know. It's never anything personal. I couldn't imagine doing that personally.
You should have just told him. So, well, you know me well enough. Why didn't you just show up?
Well, and that's the thing. You know what a lot of this rates back to is food. Because when you plan a party, if you've already got a fairly decent-sized group of people and you're doing hamburgers and hot dogs and bratwurst and things like that and sodas, you know, you can overshoot the runway if you invite too many people and everybody shows up.
Yeah. See, that's why when I used to have parties and stuff, I always told people, bring something.
Yeah, yeah, and mine...
It turned into like a potluck.
Well, and mine, for the most part, are a potluck to that degree, but I do the meat. I do the hamburgers and the hot dogs, and that is what the main course is, and if you run out of those, then you're in trouble because it's a holiday and you're not going to fire up the grill. Although I fired up the grill back on Memorial Day and the grill about blew up. I don't think it was anything wrong with the grill. I think it was grease that was laying in the grill for about 2 years because I hadn't used it.
Yeah, you got to watch it, grease.
Yeah, so hopefully since I did use it on Memorial Day, I won't have that problem here on Labor Day.
You got one of those wire brushes?
Well, I do, but I
brushes and scrub it.
I guess I didn't think about it. You know, I hadn't used it in 2 years, and I fired it up, and all of a sudden, there were flames coming out of both sides, and
yeah,
it was a big thing. But it turned out okay. The food got done, and you know, I'll fire it up again. I don't think there's anything wrong with the grill. I think it was just the grease on the on the coals
on the grate.
Yeah. So hopefully that turns out okay. You got any big Labor Day plans coming up?
No, sir.
Just going to enjoy the weekend?
I'm going to work the weekend.
I think it's going to be 90 on Monday.
Yeah. Well, it takes me a couple days after I pull two 12-hour shifts to recuperate, so.
Well, that's rough. Do you have to work on Labor Day?
No. No, I go to work Friday night and work 12 hours, and then I go back to work Saturday night and work 12 hours, and then I'm done.
Hmm. Well, that's good to hear. At least you get the day off, Labor Day off to rest, so I like that. Hey, with about 3 minutes left, you got any thoughts on the 46 schools arming the teachers and staff?
I mean, it could be a good thing, and it's probably more cost-effective than hiring actual security guards. But, you know, I mean, this gun thing, I mean, it's worse than the Wild West.
Well, I just don't know. I get the feeling that as soon as one person knows in the school who has the gun, everybody's going to know it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know how stuff flies.
Right, and I think ultimately that might be the problem. And I also think if a shooter came into a school, God forbid, and started shooting, how long would it take this person to get to the locked area, to get the gun, and to get where that shooter is without getting shot themselves?
Yeah, see, that I don't agree with. If you're going to be able to use a gun, carry that gun with you.
Yeah. Well, but see, would that be allowed in a school? I don't know. Would it be a good idea to walk around with a gun on your side?
It doesn't necessarily have to be on your side. I mean, you get a shoulder holster and you keep it under your jacket. Nobody can see it.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Like I say, the only school I know that has done this in Marion or was announcing that they were going to do it in Marion was River Valley. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Hopefully nothing happens. And
yeah, we'll go. Let's pray we don't have that situation in Marion.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to break, but stay with us.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to break here. See, that was a great hour. That's exactly what you want. You want to talk to people and hear what's on their mind. What a great hour that was. So I thank the three callers there, and hopefully we can keep it going next hour. We're going to step out here for a 15-minute break, but we're going to come back with much more. We've got news and weather coming up with some other features. And a whole nother hour this morning with you and me on the toll-free. If that's you, call back after the break. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. That's if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest.